Sympathetic nerves emerge from the thoracic spine and upper lumbar spine and form an interconnecting chain of ganglia on either side of the spine in front of the rib heads. The chain extends all the way down to and joins up the ganglion of impar in front of the coccyx. It also extends into the neck and on into the head. The nerves also form additional ganglia, the most famous being the solar plexus that innervates the gut and organs. Using your awareness, try tuning into the sympathetic chain. One way to do this is to imagine a tram line running down on either side of the spine, through the length of the neck, the chest, and the lumbar spine. Take your time with it. This part of the nervous system is often quite active and has a particular quality to it. Now try tuning into the visceral nerve network, including the collateral ganglia and plexi. Let's take each plexi and ganglia in turn. So initially bring your awareness to the chest and to the cardiac plexus resting on top of the pericardium of the heart. Notice the nervous activity here. This should be a constant activity as it innervates the heart and the lungs. Shift your awareness down from the plexi into the solar plexus. Let your awareness settle deep into the solar plexus, where the celiac ganglion rests on top of the aorta. This area is very rich in nervous fibers that innervates all the mid-torso organs of the body. And this is a place too where lots of the visceral nerves synapse before going on to the organs. See if you can get a sense of the signature of this area. As your awareness deepens and connects more powerfully with the anatomy here, you will notice a very natural winding down and balancing out of the nervous activity. Now shift your awareness down from here into the small intestine, and in particular into the mesentery of the small intestine, where you'll find the upper and lower mesenteric plexi. These are the junction boxes of the enteric nervous system. Sitting, waiting for this part of the body to show itself to you. So it's quite a different quality than the previous two plexi. Notice how active it is in your body. And what that says about the health of this area. Finally, shift your awareness down into the pelvic cavity. The intention here is to make a connection with the upper and lower hypogastric plexi, which are the junction boxes for the innervation of all the lower viscera. And now shift, if you can, to a sense of the whole organization of the visceral nervous network that runs through the thoracic and abdominal cavities. Feel the quality and motion within it and the interactions with the organs. The brainstem and adrenal glands are other important hotspots of the sympathetic network. Frequently, there can be a buzzy, dynamic, quick, hot quality when you tune into these structures. What words and impressions work for you? Now tune into the parasympathetic nervous system. Start from the cranial nerve nuclei in the brainstem. Just let your awareness sink into the brainstem. And see if you can imagine and follow the vagus nerve as it exits through the cranial base and runs through the neck into the thoracic chamber. There's a strong nervous flow through the vagus nerve, and you should easily be able to get a sense of it. And as you do, you'll be able to get a sense of it meandering down through the thoracic and abdominal cavities, branching out into all the organs of the body through a series of plexi. Stay with it and notice the very different quality here to the sympathetic chain. The vagus nerve shares common plexi with the sympathetic nervous system. Notice too the pelvic nerves exiting from the sacrum into the pelvic space and viscera. These are also part of the parasympathetic nervous system. Try orienting to nervous activity geared towards rest and recuperation at the base of the skull and in the pelvic bowl at the same time. How does this feel? Try being attuned to both the sympathetic and parasympathetic systems together, and notice how the two interact and complement each other. And as you stay with it, you should notice an automatic balancing and homeostasis.